This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Well, here we go. Welcome to a Tuesday, April 14th, 2020. My name is Lee Elsie, and I'm sitting in for the first hour for the great Wayne Allen Root. He'll be here at the top of next hour. This is the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. Lot to talk about tonight. But just a heads up, wherever you might be, whatever radio station you're listening to me through on this great USA Radio Network, whether you are in St. Louis or Reno, Las Vegas, Nevada, California, out here in Long Island or Connecticut, anywhere in between, I just hope you're safe. And I hope this coronavirus madness is not just wrecking your entire existence. I want to start tonight by talking about the press conference that Trump had yesterday. Now, I'm well aware that the majority of the folks who are listening are very pro-Trump. And when it comes to the election 2020, I am over the moon pro-Trump. The last person, well, I shouldn't say the last person. There are probably people below Joe Biden that I would like to see president. But one of the last people that I would like to sit in that Oval Office would be Joe Biden. I don't think he is capable of running the country. I don't think he has his faculties. So it scares me to think that there is a chance, remote as it may be, that Joe Biden winds up in the White House. I think it would be devastating for the country. I also think that the person that he chooses or the Democrats choose to be the vice president will essentially become the president if, in fact, Joe Biden's elected to that position. Because whoever it is, Kamala Harris, well, whoever, doesn't matter. What matters, but Biden will not be able to finish his term. He's just not healthy enough. I just don't see it, man. And whether it's by design or just because, I just think Joe Biden is a very old man. Now, Bernie's older. Trump's up there. But those guys aren't old like Biden. People age at different rates, and this is not a knock. It just is what it is. And I'm actually nervous about this. I don't want to see Joe Biden in the White House. I think he'd be a disaster, which means that I think, on top of that, whoever is the vice president would then assume command. And if Biden's unable to do his duties, then whoever the vice president is gets in that spot, and then they bring on an entire new vice president, meaning you'll have an entire different team than what's envisioned right now for the Democrats, right? I don't like Joe Biden. 10 years ago, Joe Biden, I could probably stomach if he were sitting in the White House. I wouldn't like it, but I could stomach it. I don't think he would be incapable of doing the job. I think his faculties were all there. I just don't think he's there anymore. So what I'm about to talk to you about with Trump is because I want to make sure that Trump is sitting in the Oval Office in 2020. And the press conference that he had yesterday was a bad optic, man. It was a bad look for him. And you cannot go round and round in the gutter with these CNN reporters, because they're going to eventually wear you down and you're going to make a mistake. And I think he made some mistakes yesterday in that press conference. I think he said some things he shouldn't have said. I mean, you can't go out of your way to tell everybody that you're in total control of the government. As much as y'all love Trump, he's not the king. And that is going to be a Democrat presidential campaign ad, what he did in the press conference yesterday. I think Trump needs to take a couple of steps back from this. And I think he's actually done a pretty decent job. Aside from 1 month, you can make the argument that the month of February, they were in a serious wait-and-see mode. And you know what? You can actually argue on behalf of the president when it comes to that. There were no cases. No, I got the timeline in front of me. There were no real official cases in this country until February 29th. That's when the first official COVID-19 death occurred in the United States in Washington State. So what was he supposed to do? He had shut down air traffic from China. You're not going to shut down the country until people actually start to get sick. It's just not going to work like that. And I always go back to the same thing. I may have talked about this a little bit last week. But even if we had 300 million tests in the beginning, let's say the month of February, Trump did nothing but create these tests out of thin air to test for COVID-19. Even though we weren't 100% sure of the accuracy of the tests that were out there. In fact, there were a lot of false positives when people were taking the tests because they didn't really know exactly what this strain was or was becoming because it was mutating. Anyway, that's something completely different in a whole different show. But even if he had 300 million tests in the beginning, which is feasibly impossible in that short of time to make that many tests, but let's say you did. If you're not sick, no one's coming forward, right? If you're not feeling like you've got some kind of medical issue, you're not going to get tested. Americans don't work like that. Right? I wouldn't go get tested if I felt fine. And half of the people who get this feel fine. Half of the people who end up with COVID end up being okay, not even knowing that they have it. So these folks on CNN in particular, who are headhunting the president, they continue to ask him these questions where the answer should be simply, I don't think Americans would have went out and got the test because I don't think enough Americans felt they were sick. And this would have done nothing but just slow the spread. We still would have got the same number of people ending up with the virus. That's my two cents. That's what this person, me, Lee Elsie, believes. So I don't think Trump dropped the ball on that as much as CNN is trying to portray him as this evil villain in this case. So I want to go back just to the press conference. So what the media, or at least a good chunk of the media, is trying to do is they're trying to get him in constant gotcha moments. And here's a guy working probably 18 hours a day, 19, 20 hours a day, dealing with one of the worst crises ever to hit the country. And he's going up there every day, answering these same asinine questions from these same very corrupt, left-leaning journalists, quote-unquote journalists. And sooner or later, they're going to get him. And I think yesterday, to a certain extent, they got him. And I want to play you this one chunk of audio. It's about a minute and a half long. But this is him yesterday getting a little carried away.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do, which is very powerful. The President of the United States calls the shots. If we weren't here for the states, you would have had a problem in this country like you've never seen before. We were here to back them up, and we've more than backed them up. We did a job that nobody ever thought was possible. It's a decision for the President of the United States. Now, with that being said, we're going to work with the states because it's very important. You have local governments. They're pinpointed. It's really, you talk about, it's like a microchip. They're pinpointed. We have local government that hopefully will do a good job. And if they don't do a good job, I'd step in so fast. But no, they can't do anything without the approval of the President of the United States. The President's authority. Not mine, because it's not me. This is when somebody's the President of the United States, the authority is total. And that's the way it's got to be.
The authority is total.
Total. It's total. And the governors know that. But the governors know that. No, you have a couple of bands of excuse me. You have a couple.
Could you rescind that order?
You have a couple of bands of Democrat governors, but they will agree to it. They will agree to it. But the authority of the President of the United States having to do with the subject we're talking about is total.
A quick question about something you just said. You said when someone is President of the United States, their authority is total. That is not true.
Okay, you know what we're going to do?
We're going to write up papers on this. It's not going to be necessary because the governors need us one way or the other, because ultimately it comes with the federal government. That being said, we're getting along very well with the governors, and I feel very certain that there won't be a problem. Yeah, please,
governor,
go ahead.
Has any governor agreed that you have the authority to decide when their state...
I haven't asked anybody. Because I don't, you know why? Because I don't have to. Go ahead, please.
But who told you the president has the total authority?
Enough.
See, the problem is, when you boil it down, is that when they started to ask him questions about the Constitution, right, specifics about the Constitution, I'm sure that he doesn't know specifics about the Constitution. I would probably venture to bet that most presidents can't give you chapter and verse of the Constitution and how it's written and what the exact powers are for each person. That's just a guess for me, but that's the way I saw it. Right, I saw him as sort of, you know, trying to deflect some of these questions, and he shouldn't be putting himself in that spot. The president should give a daily briefing. I'm on board with that. A prepared 2-minute speech, 3-minute speech on what happened today, you know, what's going to happen tomorrow, blah, 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 blah. Here's Fauci. Here's the rest of them. Come on up. Ask them questions, medical questions, which I am not qualified to ask. I'm not a doctor like they are. And get out of harm's way. Because I think what ends up happening is, you know, you get caught in a crossfire to a certain extent, and it ends up being a problem. So he should just do that once a day is fine, because I think people like to see him. It's comforting to see the president talking about what should and shouldn't be and what's happening. But then get out of the way. Let the doctors do the rest. I think that is that's a mistake that he's made. At least he made it yesterday, and he's made it in other press conferences as well. Don't get down in the mud with these very unscrupulous members of the media. All right, everybody, we got to take a quick break. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. This is the Great USA Radio Network, and the show is raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. In July of 2017, I was in a catastrophic car accident, and I broke my neck, the base of my skull, my back, my ribs, and both legs. As you might imagine, getting a good night's sleep has been a real challenge. Well, then at CPAC in 2019, I met Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Mike wanted to help me to get a good night's rest and introduced me to his pillows, his mattress topper, and his Giza cotton sheets. I can tell you they really work. And Mike has authorized me to offer you a special discount on MyPillow products. Call 800-662-9236. That's 800-662-9236. One more time, 800-662-9236. Use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. Or you can use it at the MyPillow website.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
It's the communists against the capitalists. I love it. And speaking of the capitalists, that's Liberty HealthShare, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty is not health insurance. It's better. Liberty's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000. Could you use an extra $72,000? And then when I got kidney stones, they paid the whole $27,000 hospital bill. Amazing. Three doctor visits last year, all free. They're considered wellness visits. Three doctor visits the year before, all free. Considered wellness visits. My son needed emergency dental surgery, $2,500 bill. They paid $2,000. This list is unreal. They are that good. Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. If you don't call, you are a fool. 855-585-4237 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and I'm telling you, you will be treated like a VIP. They'll put the red carpet out. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. I spent the first break, or at least half of it, talking about Joe Biden's inability to be the president of the United States. And just to echo one thing on top of that, not to spend the entire time here in this next break talking about this, but, you know, Joe Biden and his advanced age and apparent senility to try to be the president of the United States is scary enough. On top of that, though, I mean, CNN and these other major news outlets not even paying attention, not even giving a blurb to the allegations by Tara Reid having to do with Joe Biden. Now, listen, I am somebody who firmly believes you're innocent until proven guilty. And because you throw mud around doesn't necessarily make you guilty. Or somebody throws mud at you doesn't necessarily make you guilty. Right? But man, I'll tell you, what a double standard. What a bunch of hypocrites. Here I am, as a conservative, looking at this story and giving Biden the benefit of the doubt for the time being. But what about the Kavanaugh case, where everybody on the left was raining down all these ugly accusations about this guy? What, Biden now is untouchable? No one can criticize the great Joe Biden? The hypocrisy, again, in politics is, it's nauseating. It makes you want to throw up. I'm serious about that. It's brutal. If there's one thing that you should be able to expect and ask out of politicians and journalists, it's to be consistent. Don't be hypocritical. It's the worst look of all, man. It's the worst look. It just shows you for what you are, flat-out liar. A liar. What I wanted to talk about here real quick, and I think last week I made the prediction here on the Wayne Allen Root Show that by the time I talk to you again, the national debt would go over $24 trillion, and sure enough, it has. I also made the bold prediction that by the time all of these packages come home to roost, you're talking maybe another $4 or $5 trillion, depending upon how long we stay out of work. I mean, you could come up to $30 trillion in debt, and that's really before we have a shovel in the ground, before there's an infrastructure package, any of that. It's scary. But as I think I mentioned to you last week, nobody seems to care about this. Right? Nobody cares about the debt. Nobody should be denying that the American people need a hand up, right? There are some struggling folks out there, right? People have been furloughed. Businesses have been forced to be put on hold. And we still don't know the details, all of the details, and all of the businesses that COVID-19 is going to claim, all the victims. But we do know that this national debt is just blowing up. Our deficit blowing up. Our national debt blowing up. It was blowing up before this. And we just, you know, poured a bunch of accelerant on that fire and caused it to go nuclear. All right, listen, I have got to take a break. You are listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley says intelligence has been looking into rumors that COVID-19 was started in a Chinese lab, but so far believes the coronavirus is natural.
And I would just say at this point, it's inconclusive, although the weight of evidence seems to indicate natural. But we don't know for certain.
Former President Barack Obama is finally formally endorsing Joe Biden for president.
The spirit of looking out for one another can't be restricted to our homes or our workplaces. It also has to be reflected in our national government. And that's why I'm so proud to endorse Joe Biden.
The former president says he will campaign aggressively for his former vice president, and Mississippi's tornado death toll is now at 12. Governor Tate Reeves making that announcement on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, it's always an honor and a pleasure to bring on Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. His 30-plus years of military expertise. We lean on that whenever we can. Stephen, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Lee. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'll ask you the same question I asked you last week. Hope I get the same answer. Everybody in your world good?
Everybody is good, thank goodness. We are doing well and, you know, being smart and paying attention, but trying not to let fear get hold of anybody.
All right. So have we overreacted to this, Stephen? Have we gone too far as a country shutting everything down, in your opinion?
I don't think so. I have to tell you that when you do public health stuff, or even if you take security steps, when you get intel and it works, so the bad thing doesn't happen, then everybody says, oh, my gosh, well, look, you overreacted. Well, no, the bad thing didn't happen because we did this stuff. So, yeah, the results right now, thank God, are looking better than what the models showed us a while ago, which the models are, as I like to point out to folks, are the worst-case scenario. But because we took the steps, because the American people are smart enough, for the most part, to do the social distancing, because we did, you know, close everything down to kind of help us do the social distancing, we have not seen the spread of this disease to the degree the models would have indicated. You know, look, I'm not a prophet, so I can't tell you that we would have had the same outcome if we hadn't shut things down, but I don't think we would have. I think it would have been a lot worse. We're doing way better than we did during the Spanish flu in 1918, which was a similar kind of disease, not exactly the same, but similar. And, you know, because we've taken all these additional steps, because we know a little more, because our medical system is much more robust. It was pretty well challenged, and it still is, but it's still a lot better than it ever was then, or it ever, you know, what you'll find anywhere else in the world. So, no, long answer to a short question. We did not overreact. Now we do have to start thinking about how we get things turned back on without kicking off subsequent bouts of COVID-19. And that's going to be a tough balancing act. It's not like just, okay, we're good now, everybody come out. It's going to take some nuance. And Americans are habitually impatient,
right?
Particularly when going through things that are not comfortable or, you know, are just fly in the face of the way we do life. But I would just caution everybody, be patient, listen to the authorities. You know, if you think an authority is getting out of whack with something, and we've had some cases of that, you know, report it. Call the next level of government. Say, I don't like what this person's doing. If your mayor's doing something crazy, call your governor. If your governor's doing something crazy, call, you know, the feds, call the Department of Justice, or call your senators and representatives. We've got a system to deal with this, and I think if we stick with it, we'll get through it.
Now, this won't be the last virus that hits us. In the future, I mean, shutting down the economy completely, I don't know if America's going to go for that, Stephen. I mean, I think maybe the next go around, you look at the potential folks who are the most likely to get sick from a virus in harm's way, the elderly maybe, the compromised folks, and tell them to stay home, and everybody else goes out and goes to work. I don't know if America's going to stand for a second round of this, on, you know, at least this generation of Americans.
Well, I think, you know, keep in mind, hopefully by the time we get to the next outbreak of this, if it does come back, you know, best case scenario is one off and it never comes back again. You know, something like SARS, which we haven't really seen come back, thank goodness. But that's great. If it's one that does come back, there's two options. It could come back better. You know, it's mutated. We picked up some resistance to it. And the next outbreak is not so horrendous, and we can deal with it as we've dealt with the yearly flu, as opposed to closing everything down. But it could come back and, frankly, be just as bad or worse. if it mutates. So
right.
I think we need to wait before we say we're not going to do something ever again.
Gotcha.
Let's look at it and say, look, when it comes back, we got a lot more knowledge now. Hopefully by then we'll have some antiviral medications that you can give people to either stop this thing from having any ill effects or at least make those ill effects so negligible that, you know, okay, you go and you stay home for a week as an individual and stay away from your family and then it goes away. I think that the future is on our side. I think with, you know, we've gained knowledge from this. We're doing the research. Hopefully we won't have to do this kind of mitigation process again. But I wouldn't say we'll never have to do it again, because if it's bad enough, you know, like I say, if Ebola got in here and started running around, we'd have to do something like this. You know, because that has a horrendous mortality rate, like 60 or 70%, something like that.
Right.
That's not right, but it's really horrendous when it strikes. You know, consider this a potential dry run for how we would deal with something like that, or if another country decided to use a biological weapon. I mean, we need to know how to do this. So I hear what you're saying, and I agree, and nobody wants to see this method again, because it's been incredibly costly and driving everybody crazy. But we're going to come back from this, Lee. I think once we get this under control, the economy it's not going to be, you know, 5, 6, 7 years of depression until we turn this around again. I think you'll see this country come back pretty quickly.
We're talking to Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. A couple of different types of questions. He's a military special ops expert. In a sense, this is sort of a military question, because there have been rumors that somebody like a Bill Gates was saying, well, you know, maybe it's time we have a chip placed in people where you scan it and they say whether or not you're coronavirus free or you've been tested, et cetera, et cetera. How close do you think we are to the days where either you're carrying papers that say I'm clean, or you've got a chip in you where they scan you and they say you're clean?
You know, I could see some countries doing that. You know, some place like Singapore where they are pretty draconian with how they control their population. I don't think that's going to sell very well here in the United States. If you go and you get a paper that says, hey, I'm clear, and you want to show that to your boss so he'll let you come back to work, that could be. I hope you don't get to the day where you got, you know, local cops standing on the corner, and if you walk down the street without a mask, he says, hey, let me see your paper. That just has too many echoes of other situations like the Nazis and things like that. I don't think the American people would take it. I could tell you, we're not going to go to a chip in everybody's arm yet. Bill Gates can do that to himself if he wants.
Right.
I don't think there's too many Americans out there, whether they read the Book of Revelations as, you know, that's the sign of the beast or anything like that, but I don't think we're quite ready to go to that level yet.
Let me ask you one more, because I've been getting a lot of people who maybe lean a little bit more towards the conspiracy theory angles of the stuff, who keep talking about 5G, 5G, 5G being sort of the catalyst for this virus coming to be what it is, right? Then 5G is supposed to be somewhat of a cell disruptor. That's what the conspiracy theorists are saying. And I don't know. I'm sure you have an opinion about that. What do you make of all that stuff?
5G Wi-Fi, Lee, is just the next generation of Wi-Fi. It's not even revolutionary. It's better than 4G. You can have wider bandwidth and covers a broader area. It's good from a tech standpoint. It is not even, you know, it's not like it's some giant leap forward that it's going to change the world. If you get 5G coverage in your area, you may not even notice the difference. For the tech geeks, they'll sit there, oh, no, you get this better and this is more clear. That one's a stretch. And how in the world did 5G have anything to do with a virus?
Well, they're saying that the 5G is a cell disruptor. And this is what the conspiracy theorists are saying.
That one I think is a stretch. They haven't done all the research on why people of color seem to be, you know, afflicted by this more than, right. than others. But if anything, that the majority of evidence seems to be pointing towards there's more underlying, you know, disease processes, diabetes, things like that in the urban populations of color than in the white populations of color. And in those urban populations, you have a lot more multi-generational families that are all in a smaller apartment together. There's a greater population density. There's a lot of other underlying factors before I get into 5G messed with their cell structure and then the virus attacked them.
Right.
I don't think we're quite at that level of expertise yet to do that. And again, even if it did, the majority of people who died are, you know, like old people. If this is a weaponized thing, it's a pretty crappy weapon.
Right.
Going after old people is not exactly who you target if you got a weaponized thing or you think of one. So I think that was a stretch. Look, we all need to keep track of our government and governments around us and watch for that. But you need to watch before you leap on those things. So for your listeners out there, I'd say I think that one I wouldn't worry about. 5G, as I say, is not even a revolutionary type of Wi-Fi. It's a product improvement over 4G, but it's not radically different.
Stephen Bucci, I can't thank you enough. Stay safe out there in Michigan. We'll talk next week. We'll come right back. Please don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnote.com.
Raw and unfiltered. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show's Finest Known. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America. The leadership of Finest Known is a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home, and they went big. Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan silver dollars. The Morgan silver dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks, all with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, you're getting 20 at the best price ever. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's President Adam Crum will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. Just say WAR when you call. It's a one-time only offer for WAR listeners and fans. Just say WAR or tell them you listen to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Great deal just for my listeners.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root is here. He is in the green room getting that pancake base put on before the heavy makeup comes out or something like that. I'm just kidding, Wayne. I'm just kidding. All right. Let's go corona-free for the last few minutes, if you don't mind. But this is kind of corona-related. A new survey found that 46% of people said they had no idea what their partner did for work until they were actually isolated at home with them. Can you imagine not knowing what your husband or wife does for a living? Half of you don't know? Maybe specifics, right? Like little nuances. But you don't know your husband's a carpenter or a lawyer or a plumber? Or you don't know your wife is a doctor or a nurse? Honey, why are you wearing that there mask today? Incredible. People are incredible. It never ceases to amaze me. These stories, they come fast and furious, and some of them are so unbelievable that you know they're true, and that's one of them. Like, you know, do I know what my wife does while she's at work every second? No, but do I know my wife's a physical therapist? Yes! I'd be an absolute moron. Or with my head buried in the sand if I didn't. All right, breathe. Sorry, I'm getting excited. Scientists have made a new smart toilet that recognizes you based on the shape of your behind. As a matter of fact, it takes the weight of your body and the shape of your backside and then apparently uses, I was going to say hydraulics. I don't know if it's that intricate, but it uses some technical mechanism to make it, well, as comfortable an experience as possible for you. Isn't that nice? Technology. We're just, you know, science is just zooming, man, I tell you. The average human being sprints about 15 miles per hour, and that makes us slower than the average hippo, who can run 19 miles an hour. And by the way, aside from a mosquito, you may not know this, hippos kill more people than any other animal on earth. Hippos just are nasty. I like them, but they're feisty, they're nasty, and if they can catch you, they will, and what will end up happening will not, I repeat, not be pretty. Tennessee has a law that specifically grants you permission to take any animal you accidentally run over for, quote, personal use and or consumption. In other words, you're legally granted to have the entire dinner rights of your roadkill. Welcome to Tennessee. Well, I got to be super careful with this one. Let's see. A woman in Virginia is seeking the Guinness Book of World Record recognition for her unique, should I say it? I'll go with it. Beaver collection. Yes, Lori Gongaware can't get enough beavers and has amassed a huge collection of beaver-related items over the last 25 years. She began collecting the beavers as a joke, but it blossomed into a full-fledged career where she now has over 2,000 beaver-related items, ranging from beaver bottle openers to coffee cups, pencil sharpeners, and she even has a personalized beaver tattoo. Of course she does. All right, I can't leave you without at least one public service announcement. The Center for Disease Control announced that Americans should, in fact, wear masks whenever they go out in public, if possible, even if it's a homemade mask or bandana, as long as they're 100% cotton. And some people are getting creative, putting a coffee filter inside your bandana for a better sense of security. All right, that wraps it up for me. Listen, enjoy the rest of the program. Wayne Allen Root is here. Be safe, social distance, and hopefully we can all get back to a regular way of life sooner rather than later. Chris, thanks for pushing all the buttons and making it go. I'll catch you guys Thursday. Same Beaver time, same Beaver channels. Until then, I'll see you. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.